Welcome to AeroExpo 2023. We are the Flying Midwest Podcast. I'm Jim, Maddie, Trevor. It's awesome to be out here at this event. It's a beautiful day for it. I'm going to pass it over to you. You can talk about this momentous occasion that we're having with the three of us.
A momentous occasion indeed. This is the first time in the entire year and a half run of the Flying Midwest Podcast that myself, Jim, and Trevor have been in the same place at the same time. Yes, you heard that correctly.
We're not Superman, is what you're saying?
No. No, we're not that cool. But we make it work with the magic of editing. However, this is a very exciting moment for us as co-hosts, because we've never done this before. So here we are live, sorta, with you in person and on video at the AeroExpo 2023.
So I think to get started, you haven't been on the last few episodes, but you've been really busy flying and doing other things in the aviation space. So let's talk about what you've been up to.
Sure, yeah. So been flying a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
Militarily, being a flight engineer. Probably did about 40 hours last month alone, and then flying the 150, just having lots of fun with it. Finally got a comma in those hours.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's put it up. I've got nothing else.
Well, how many hours a day are you putting in right now?
Average between 10 and 11 hours a day.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, between stopping for gas and then getting back up in the air, 6 minute ground time. Yeah.
You're like a pit crew at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the whole thing down like an art, like a science. What are you guys gonna check out here? Got the A-10s. Obviously, got my airplane here, the C-130. I just flew this airplane Thursday night. Oddly enough, we got Spooky, the C-46. Got a couple P-51s flying around and a couple T-6s. What are you guys looking for?
Let's hold it like this and we can share it. I think the C-130 is going to be cool to check out. You're right over there.
Let's hold it so we can share. Takes it back.
Give it to me.
Sorry.
Well, whatever.
Can you start again? Sorry.
Yeah. checking out the C-130 is going to be pretty cool, especially maybe Trevor's take on it since he's right here with us. The A-10s, haven't seen one of those in a while, so and just seeing the aircraft that are flying around, maybe run into some people and say hello. Maddie, you can have it back.
Oh, thank you. This is not my first time here, but it is my mother's first time. Mom, do you want to say hi? No? Okay. All right, that's fine. That was my mom. It was her first time. I think this is the first time at an air show. So I'm really just showing her what's what and what's going on. Yeah, it was super cool. The Mustangs just flew by. That was really fun. Can't wait to see what else they have in store today for the air show portion. We also might later have a little bit of a get-together with the good people from Aviate Flight School, which is where I trained and Trevor did some training as well. So we will be talking with them a little bit about what they've been doing around pilot recruitment and how they operate their flight school. So I just talked with them a little bit ago, and we'll be talking with them on camera again.
See, what you don't know, Maddie, is when I edit this, when you're messing up, I'm going to just cut to like a shot of them from the interview we're going to do with them, and then no one will know how like we mess it up, except for I'm telling
also,
everyone right
I'd
now.
Like...
You getting dripped on? Huh? You all right?
Yeah, no, I just see the dripping. I'm like, oh, that's awfully
airplane.
Close.
There's a plane. It's like right here.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
No.
So, let me ask you something, Trevor.
All right.
Tell us about the C-130.
Well, this is obviously the Minnesota Air National Guard C-130. It's 1005, which means it's the last of three on the line at Lockheed before they retool for the J model. So it's got a lot of the similarities between the J model and the legacy H-3s. Built in 96, so it makes it 27 years old. Originally came with some digital displays, a lot of digital displays, but we liked the retro, so we decided to swap it out for the analog gauges, oddly enough. The airplane is more accustomed to getting into the smaller airstrips. I think when I did some calculations, you could land as little as 1,500 feet and take off as little as 1,500 feet. And you can do a lot of medical evacuation. That's one of the big features of this airplane. Cargo is huge because you get in the little you get in the fobs, and you just don't need a C-17 worth of cargo. Maybe you just need 6 pallets worth of stuff. So that's where the C-130 really shines. We can use and abuse this airplane. We just modified the props from the old 54H64 blade props to the Hamilton Standard MP2000 8 blade props. Now, the props are really a cool modification. The only thing I don't like about it is it doesn't have the growl that the 4 blades do. But the 8 blades, they sound like a swarm of bees, and it's a little bit quieter, and I'm less fatigued when you're done with the flight, with an 8-hour flight or whatever it is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's the basic history of the C-130. We got a crew complement with this, the last model, where they have the navigator seat and the flight engineer seat. They go from a six crew complement to a four crew complement, so two pilots and two load masters. Currently, we have two pilots, a flight engineer, navigator, and we have two load masters on a standard mission. So we get a lot of the crew resource to allow for the pilots to fly the airplane, the engineer to alleviate the pilots from having to worry about the systems, and then the navigators to point them in the right direction to get the loadmasters where they need to go to work.
Awesome.
Back to you guys.
Literally.
Back to you, Jim.
You're literally passing the baton.
Yep. So that's my story of the C-130. A little bit of brief history. I hear you guys are on your way to Oshkosh.
You heard right.
What is your plan to get to Oshkosh? Are you guys going to fly? Are you going to drive? Are you going to... I heard a story that you're going to drive the Fisk Arrival.
You heard correctly. This is the first event of a whole week worth of aviation for us. So I'm going to drive the Fisk Arrival. We actually have an interview with some air traffic controllers at Fisk. That's going to be a really cool opportunity. I've got a window on Sunday to do that. So I'm going to check that out. Unfortunately, only one of us can come. So I'm going to ditch Maddie to go to hang out at Fish. Fish?
We're as bad in person as we are.
We really are. So I'm going to ditch Maddie to go hang out at Fisk, interview some controllers, and hopefully bring some great content out of that. But we got a lot of things going on next week, don't we?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Here you go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we do. And I don't remember any of them.
Do you want me to talk about Sears? Or do you want to talk about Sears?
I don't really know what's going on with Sears or Boeing.
Okay, fine.
You want to talk about it?
So we'll have some press conference opportunities to go check out the folks over at Boeing and their Jeppesen and 4Flight products, as well as we got an interview with Cirrus. So we'll sit down with them, talk about their product line and what they've got coming up in the future. But there's another event that I think that is really important, too, involving some YouTubers and maybe us.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Here you go.
So if you happen to be at AirVenture on Monday in the afternoon, there is a little YouTuber event. I say little as if that means anything. It's going to be all kinds of YouTubers from the aviation space on the YouTubes. So they're going to have their forum, and after that, we will be there for that. However, we are not going to be too disruptive. Afterwards, all bets are off. So we're going to be there. Afterwards, you can meet us if you would like. Jim and I will both be there, being obnoxious, and you can also meet my dad. So if you have any interest in that, then please feel free to come by, support the aviation YouTubers. They're great people. We love them. We're going to be talking with them as well. And if you'd like, to do a mini interview or you just want to chat with us, please come on by.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. We are crashing the event. Maybe isn't the right word, but we're going to certainly be there. Meet up with some of our fans. Look for this color T-shirt. I think Maddie will wear that one.
Either maybe. That or bright pink.
So we'll have brightly colored T-shirts. Has our logo on it. So look for us out there. We're happy to meet a lot of our listeners. We want to chat with you. And maybe we'll put you on the podcast. So that's what we got going on.
I'm kind of sad I'm going to miss it this year. Last year, missed it. Maybe next year. I went there for the first time a couple years ago, and it was an absolute blast. Watching the night show, the fireworks display, the sparks coming off the wing tips of the... is that what that is? Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Writer.
Ghost Writer.
He's the guy who does the skywriting. He does that show, too, I remember.
Like you guys can hear that, but...
No.
I'm sure Jim...
I don't have a microphone in front of me.
I'm sure Jim will go ahead and edit that.
We should have had two mics.
We should have had two mics, but also subtitles exist. You can just do...
Yeah, true. We'll make it up.
Also, Oshkosh 2022.
That's what we have.
It's what I had. I was on
Joking.
We'll get the 23.
So how many times do you guys spend Oshkosh?
I've been to Oshkosh, I think, three times. You want to talk into the microphone?
Sure. I'd love to talk into a microphone. I went for the first time in 2016 with my dad. We actually came to the Flying Cloud Air Show, and somebody's like, why don't you go to Oshkosh? And we're like, yeah, sure. That was before I was in aviation. 2018, we went, and that's when I actually applied and got into Liberty's aviation program. So that was cool. And we've kind of just been going every year since, except for the, you know, that thing that happened in 2020. We didn't go that day. But no, yeah, we don't talk about COVID here. So, yeah, we went in 2018, 2019, 2021, 2022. So this will be our 6th year? 7?
Do you need your fingers and toes?
Yes. And currently I only have 5. 1, 2, 3.
5 fingers and toes?
Well, the other one's holding the baton.
Yeah. I'm limited. I'm handicapped. So, although I've been there a couple years, it's so much fun every single time. There's always something new to see, and I think it's going to be awesome this year. So, really excited. Really excited to go be annoying to all of our YouTuber friends and to our aviation...
Brian Turner.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Turner, specifically. Brian, we're coming for you.
Well, and as Christy said, do hood rat things with our friends at Oshkosh. So, we'll see.
So, it's kind of an interesting week for me because last week I was at the Duluth Air Show. That was really cool. I've never actually been part of an air show previously, and now I'm over here at the Air Expo 23, and I've got my oldest daughter here trying to get my attention. Kind of a cool story. I was given an opportunity to do a tour of the Cirrus factory, which I think was really cool. I got to learn the limitations of the Cirrus, kind of how they put it all together, which is all kind of preformed carbon fiber and fiberglass. We also had an opportunity to see their apparatus for like their testing of their wing spars. So they had demonstrations of how far their wing spars would bend before they fractured and busted, which...
Oh, cool.
Really cool. A lot of confidence in that airframe. And then we got to watch a bunch of Cirrus jets get made, which is the SF-50. If you get a chance to look at that, real awesome. Hopefully you guys get an opportunity to see or hear about the Cirrus opportunities in Oshkosh.
Mine.
Cheers.
If you are at Oshkosh, Cirrus does have a very big operation there. From what I know, you still can go and sit in either a SR-22, which is the single engine piston model, or you can sit in the jet. So if you are interested in Cirrus, that is the place to go. Go feel really broke and sit in a Cirrus.
All right, should we wrap this up so we can go check some things out at Air Expo 23?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get the show on the road, proverbially. So until next time, see ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Flight 536, contact Minneapolis Center 132.35 today.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Flying Midwest podcast. Until next time, podcast service terminated, squawk VFR, frequency change approved. Good day.